the scariest film I ever saw was Curse of the Demon with Dana Andrews. Granted, I was 7 years old at the time, more impressionable than I am now, but it scared the living bejesus out of me and sometimes late at night still does. Every Saturday, I used to fight with my mom and dad over whether I could stay up to watch Chiller Theater on Channel 11, one of three channels we had to choose from. My mom thought late-night horror movies would give me nightmares. I said I could handle it, but they always sent me to bed. One week, I outsmarted them. I went to bed right on time, but I didn't go to sleep. Instead, I lay waiting until they were asleep, then crept downstairs and turned on the television with the volume way down so no one could hear it but me. At 11:30, Chiller Theater came on. The host was Bill Cardill, known as Chilly Billy Cardilly, known for his gallows humor and Elvira-style bad puns, which set the tone for my own later life. Tonight's film was Curse of the Demon, directed by Jacques Tourneur, who I learned too late was a master of horror. The story opens as you're driving down a dark road at night through a bone-white canopy of trees, their branches seeming to clutch at you like fingers. The driver is a man frantic to escape a curse from hell's darkest reaches. He pleads for help, but to no avail. The curse is upon him. Something awful happens that we can't see. The whole friggin' film is like that. The premise here is that a demon cultist has been casting the runes, which means he slips you a scrap of paper bearing strange notations, and here's the downside. 24 hours later, you're devoured by a beast from nightmare. Dana Andrews gets this curse and spends the rest of the movie trying to escape it. Every scene is more frightening than the last one. Worst of all is the ending, a special effects sequence that's crude by today's standards, but scares the piss out of you anyway, because fiendish direction doesn't expire with age. I get to the end of the movie. I'm sitting there alone in the dark. Monsters seem to lurk in every corner. Worst of all, what if someone cast a rune on me without my even knowing it? Something from that dark place could be pounding toward me this instant. I was afraid to sleep alone. I crept into bed with my brother, Sean. The next morning, my mom said, "How many times have I told you those movies will give you nightmares?" To this day, Sean still talks about the night his idiot brother, Terry, stayed up late watching Chiller Theater and was afraid to go to bed by himself. Good movie, in other words. Don't watch it late, or alone, or if you have a brother who likes to make fun of you, shut up, Sean, I'm writing a film review. Yes, I'll stop, but because I'm finished, not because you told me.